from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a young man's suicide on Thursday evening also took the lives of his older brother and father, who appeared to try to rescue him before a high-speed train killed all three. It happened just across the Delaware River in Bristol Borough, Pennsylvania. Police were called to the Bristol train station around 6 p.m. and saw the three men on the tracks. Tragically, they were hit just before police officers could reach them. The Bucks County coroner said 24-year-old Thomas Cramp died by suicide. The deaths of his brother and father have been deemed accidental. President Trump is brushing aside Thursday's and Friday's downturn in the stock market in response to his global tariffs. He says the tariffs will help the country in the long run.
The markets are going to boom. The stock is going to boom. The country is going to boom. And the rest of the world wants to see, is there any way they can make a deal? They've taken advantage of us for many, many years.
Meantime, the worldwide sell-off for financial markets is slamming into an even higher, scarier gear. The NASDAQ is off 5.49%. The Dow is down over 2,000 points. The S&P is down 5.65%. An Atlantic City police officer is accused of handcuffing and sexually assaulting a woman inside his squad car.
Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township is charged with aggravated sexual assault, and official misconduct. The 24-year-old Munyon, hired by the Atlantic City Police Department in 2022, was on modified assignment until criminal charges were filed. He's now suspended without pay. His arrest followed months of investigation by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office, launched in September when the victim reported the assault. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News is brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell. With the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more, visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Should you plan for even more rain, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Your weekend weather forecast isn't great. Lots of clouds, cool temperatures, and occasional raindrops. Although most of the hours this weekend will be dry across New Jersey, and the chances of severe or wintry weather are very low. Tonight, cloudy and cool with a chance of spotty showers. Lows fall into the upper 40s. Tomorrow's highs only make it to around 50, staying cloudy and cool with an isolated shower or pocket of drizzle possible at any time. Looks like Sunday will start dry, then showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday mainly in the 60s. Little cooler to the north, we might see some 70s bubble up into southwestern New Jersey. And then Monday, drying out and cooling down. Still lots of clouds, highs around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Jersey City, 67, Woodbridge, 69, Pemberton, 70. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.